Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place podcast for any stage in life. I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. We are here today with Mark Hager. Thank you so much for joining us. I have been thrilled.
My pleasure.
I have been thrilled to talk to you. And like I said before, we were talking a little bit before we started. I've been stalking you, so I know just enough to be dangerous about the cool things that you do. What I'd love to do is get started and talk a little bit about your background and how in the world you even got into this.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to be here. I'm really excited about doing the show with you. It's kind of interesting how I got started. Historically, I worked in IT. I managed technical support teams. And then after doing that for 20 years, I went on and into project management for an international company, and did that for a decade almost. But I didn't do anything that was related to aging in place.
Except got older.
Well,
there is that
grand, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, exactly. But many years ago, I don't know, 13, 14, however many years ago it was, my brother, who was in real estate and remodeling, he was all excited about this new designation that the National Association of Home Builders had, the Certified Aging in Place Specialist. They were just talking about it. I don't think they'd even released it yet. And he was so excited about it. And I'm like,
what?
Okay, whatever. It doesn't really sound that interesting. But then I got to thinking about it, you know, as he started telling me about all of the boomers that were growing older, and then I started to do research, and yeah, well, I'm almost there. I'm just, I'm on the tail end of Gen X, but
oh, there you
anyway,
go.
So I started doing all this research, and I'm like, holy cow, if we have nearly 20% of the population, you know, that's heading towards being over 65, that's a really big deal, especially in, like, you know, by the time they hit 75, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even
yes.
up into 80, nobody is prepared for that. That's never happened before.
Mm-mm.
So I started ageinplace.com, this website, and I literally just used it at first, was just a place for me to put out all the things that I've learned. And I specifically focused on the home because to me that seemed like one of the most important areas, and I just started putting all this information out there, and before you know it, people started coming to the website and people started asking me questions, you know, like I knew what was going on. I guess I knew more than them at that point, and then I just started connecting with all of the people who were starting to talk about it. In the aging niche, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to about, I don't know, maybe a year after I started the website, I just started getting all these emails from remodeling companies, and they'd gotten this certification or this designation, and they were all excited about serving older adults, but they didn't know how to reach them. And they were looking to me for answers because, you know, I was there on agentplace.com and signed my name to everything.
You're the expert
so,
now.
Yeah, and having had a background, I kind of had a side gig at the time. You know, I built websites for people, did marketing, paraphernalia for them.
Sure.
got really good at search engine optimization. You know, I had companies I worked with that, you know, showed up on the first page for everything that made them money. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I can help some of these people. So I started. And I actually fast forward to today. I do consulting and coaching for businesses who focus on the older adults. And I've worked with everybody from remodelers to real estate people to occupational therapists and physical therapists, in-home care, you name it. I mean, I've just across the gamut of what you would think that would be, you know, focused on the house, even some tech startups and manufacturers. Sure. So that effort, right, my consulting and coaching, that funds everything that happens with agentplace.com now. So I just continue to give everything away. And it's actually been really nice because it's afforded me the opportunity to not only reach a lot of people, but also give other people a platform. Some of my customers and, you know, people who aren't my customers, they've written articles, they've, you know, thought leadership pieces, you name it, and even had their own columns on the site. And it's been wonderful. And probably the best thing is it's given me the opportunity to go one-on-one with a lot of people over the years.
Let me ask you a question. Has it demystified the aging process? Has it inspired you? Are you more hopeful and excited now?
Oh, absolutely. I would say yes. Because, you know, back when I started it, I probably didn't think about it as much as I do now.
Sure.
And my wife neither. I mean, we didn't think or talk about it. And now it's part of, you know.
We're embedded in it.
Yeah. So now I don't worry as much because I know as I continue to grow older, I have information that I can use to help myself make choices, which is exactly what I set out to do with agentplace.com.
Oh, it's just such a brilliant concept.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I did a full-time job for years before I ever worked in aging in place full-time. Probably, I don't know, 8+ years, I had a full-time job and did that too.
Okay.
Just because I was so interested in it. Mm-hmm. And now I feel blessed to be able to get out there and do that every day, not just with, you know, one-on-one with a consumer, right? But also with these businesses, because my goal very early on after I started talking with business owners was, you know what? When I started this, I just wanted to educate people and I wanted to help them as much as I could.
Okay.
But then I started talking to business owners and I realized that the way I could help the most people was by educating the business owners and helping them be better and more profitable, right? So they had a better reach and a better ability to serve at a local level because I would never be able to help those people probably, you know, but they can. They're right there in the trenches. So it's been a wonderful marriage. I got to be honest with you.
So who are you? Do you work all over the place? Because you live in Maryland.
Actually, I live in Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Where in Tennessee are you?
Yeah. Just outside of Gatlinburg.
Oh, do you really? Oh, that's gorgeous. But you travel all over for your clients?
I have done some travel, but typically I do everything over the internet and over the phone.
Oh, that's amazing. Here's what we're going to do. Can we take a real quick break and come back and talk about some of the other great things you're involved in?
Sure.
Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Aging in Place for any stage in life. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's L-Y-N-E-S on design.com. We are back here on Aging in Place podcast. We are here with Mark Hager. Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you what, I'm sitting here trying to figure out which direction I'm going to take with you in talking because you're kind of involved. You got your fingers in everything. One of the things, okay, I'm a woman, I just have to ask this. You are guest expert on the Home Shopping Network. How cool is that?
Well, it was really cool. Probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. I got to be there twice.
Oh, did you really?
It was awesome.
So how did that work for you? And what was the topic? Obviously, Aging in Place.
Well, at the time, I don't know that they do this, but they've kind of cut back how they do it or how much they do it. At the time, they were inviting some experts, you know, in particular fields to come and talk about specific types of products.
Okay.
For me, they were, you know, they do a lot of sales with people who are older.
Okay.
And, you know, health items and stuff to help them live in their houses and make it easier for them, you know, mobility products, stuff like that. They really just wanted somebody to come in and talk about the idea of aging in place. So the first time I was there, it was so funny because I spent days going over, you know, what I'm going to say. And I mean, I had it all written out and all these notes that I had with me, and I get down there and I'd sent it to him beforehand.
Right.
I literally wrote the questions for him.
Okay.
And then wrote the answers out for him. And then, I don't know if I should say that online.
Okay.
Or not.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, that's...
They probably won't care. Anyway,
it's real.
I wrote it all out and I sent it to them, and I get down there and they're like, okay, well, you've got 9 minutes, 2 hour segment. Yeah. Which was still really cool. Before the show filmed or before it went live, which live TV, millions of people, never done anything like that. It was so crazy.
God.
Anyway, before the show started, I literally showed up there at like 7 o'clock in the morning down in St. Pete at their studios.
Okay.
And I was there until like 9:30 at night. Long day.
Oh yeah.
But I get there, we go through, you know, the prep, and I get to meet everybody. I get to meet the hosts. We do a little Facebook spot and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And then they take me into the studio with this crew, and they literally ask me questions for 2.5 or 3 hours.
Oh, you're kidding.
I mean, it was like, yeah, because they had all my notes, right?
Oh, so they went from there.
They were looking for short form video to put out on the website to complement the show.
Wow.
And oh, it was nerve wracking, but it turned out really good. I mean, everybody down there was so nice. I just loved being down there.
See,
very
that's
cool.
Amazing. Well, moving forward, what are some of your goals? What do you want to be doing?
Honestly, I am mostly doing what I want to do right now. I get to work. My primary business is I'm a consultant and a coach for business owners who serve older adults. Now, they
so
could
what
be,
does that
you know,
look like? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but what does that actually look like?
Well, it's, you know, I identify or people that I want to work with, whether it's they contact me or I contact them or whatever. I mostly people contact me because there's a lot of people out there. But, you know, we have conversations and then we decide if we want to work together. And if we both think it's good, we start working together. And then I help them with, I kind of take them back to square one. Because, you know, the reality is that I've been working with business owners for, you know, 13 years. So I've talked to hundreds of people in this industry. I know what they go through. So what I try to do is I try to, at the beginning of our engagement together, or if we start working together, is I kind of take them through, take them back to the beginning and take them through the basics. Because these people, they're so good. I mean, I met so many interesting people who are just so good at what they do. Remodelers and medical people and real estate agents. They really care about the people they're serving. They really want to do a good job, but they also want to feed their families.
Sure. Right?
They also want to build a future for themselves. So I kind of take them back to square one and we start talking about, you know, who their best customers are, what type of services they offer, how do those two marry together? And then I help them build a plan on how they can get better marketing, more exposure, generate higher quality and more qualified leads for the people they actually want to serve. and then I help them implement it.
Does this demographic specifically, the older adult or the aging adult, have different criteria or different things that you look for in marketing and even in exposure? And the reason I ask you that, is my 91-year-old dad, 92-year-old dad now lives with me. And we were talking before, you know, he's an Amazon-aholic now because he doesn't need me to go take
That was my dad.
Right? Because, and he has more fun on it. To be honest with you, Home Shopping Network loves it. Anything that he can do where he doesn't have to go out to do it and he can access it remotely. You know, he and Alexa are on a first name basis. I don't even want to go there, but I hear what you're saying. And I wondered if it's just a different kind of marketing.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to be negative because I mean, I love the people I work with. Obviously I'm in love with the work that I'm helping them do, right? I'm in love with the impact that they have in their communities. So that being said, I kind of alluded to it before. You have these people who own businesses who are just so caring. They really want to make a difference. They also want to build a company that helps them and their families and build a future for themselves. But they know that aging in place is just such an opportunity. And, you know, okay. I even hate the word aging in place.
I do too.
But
is what it is. What are you going to say?
It is what it is.
Right.
Exactly. But anyway, they know they really want to do a good job. And they're fantastic at what they do. You know, they're great at going into a home and identifying changes that can be made, like with an OT or a physical therapist or someone. They're great at constructing things that are beautiful and easier to use and makes people's home life safer, like remodelers. But they don't know how to market.
Right. They don't know how to get the word out.
It's not their forte.
Right.
So a lot of what I do... I got to be honest with you. Sometimes it's pretty hardcore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is, look, we're going to take the first couple of weeks and we're going to wipe the slate clean and I'm going to re-educate you.
Interesting.
Because you have to start from this point to get to those goals that you told me you had. I'm going to give you the plan. I'm going to show you how to do it and we're going to do it together, but you have to learn first.
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and that's honestly, a lot of people start hearing the talk, and I do a lot of this before I ever get to the sales conversation with them about coming to work with me, but people start hearing about, you know, you've got to make these changes in your company, you have to change how you do, you know, how you create these customer experiences, it needs to be better and more suited towards the people you're trying to serve, you need to make changes in your marketing, you need to make changes in maybe even the services that you provide or how you provide the services. Mm-hmm. People are so resistant to change.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But the fact is, and I have clients who have proven this, if you are willing to learn and you are willing to make changes in order to reach your goals, whether they be financial or the, you know, the help you provide in the community, whatever they are, but if you're willing to do that and you're willing to be mentored and coached, I can make you more profitable. I can free up more of your time so you can do what you want to do with your company and in your company in your community or whatever it is.
Well, you're a hell of
but
a
it's
pitch,
hard.
Man.
It's hard for people.
Well, I hear it's, you. It's, it is hard. We're going to take another quick break because we've already done two segments and I'm excited to come back. You've got a lot to say. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Aging in Place.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host Debbie Lines and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back here on Aging in Place. I can't believe we're already talking in our third segment with Mark Hager. And it's always a treat to talk to you. I'm learning so much already. Let's talk, if we can, a little bit about, and we were just saying this, my favorite word now is visitability. And in creating a home environment for anyone at any stage in life. And, you know, before we even get started, Mark, one of the things that we did when we were formulating the Aging in Place podcast was to say it's for any stage in life. And the reason we did that specifically is with my grandchildren, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 14, and my dad at 92, I swear to you, the biggest shock I had was that my home had to accommodate both of them, and everything was very similar. So I think the needs are similar. So that brings us to the discussion that we're going to have now.
Okay, so visitability, it's interesting. I actually heard that word, I don't know, 6 years ago, yeah. 5 years ago, something like that. And very few people were just starting to talk about it, and nobody really seemed to like it until actually average, everyday people started latching onto it. And it wasn't they used it, but I started throwing it out there, and it really resonated with them because they're like, well, yeah, I want my house to be easy for everybody, including me.
Right.
So, I mean, you talk about grandkids. I have grandkids too, and I actually still have kids at home. And the difference in making a house visitable and usable by people of all ages, the differences in the things you have to do are so minute. You literally can just, you can do 90% of the stuff, accommodate everybody, and it's just good for everyone.
So where do we start, Mark? Where do we start?
Well, I can tell you first and foremost, you need to start in your bathroom, because more accidents happen in the bathroom than any place, period. So you've got to start with the bathroom and make it more safe. Now, you know, you can find online all kinds of stuff that people talk about you can do in your bathroom. But the highlights are no step into your tub, right? You need to get rid of the tub, put in a zero threshold shower, meaning there's no step. It's just a smooth transition. Also, make sure your toilet's high enough so it's not hard on the knees, but not so high that it's hard for the little ones to get up on it either. Mm-hmm. Also, when people hate talking about the grab bars, but I'm telling you, grab bars are a lifesaver. You don't want to spend $9,000 a month having to live in assisted living. Buy some grab bars and put them in. They make beautiful ones nowadays.
And I just was going to say, I agree. And the designer in me says that they're aesthetically pleasing now.
Yes, they are. And actually, there's some incredible products out there right now. I have a former client who's a good friend of mine who owns a grab bar company, and they make shelves that double as a grab bar, towel holders.
Toilet paper holders. Yes.
Yes.
They're amazing. I love that.
Anyway, I would focus on that first, the bathroom, because you want to reduce the number of chance you have of falling. Anybody falling, right? You don't want your grandkids falling. You don't want to fall yourself. And then you want to look at getting in and out of the house, right? You got a bunch of steps. That's dangerous for anyone, especially if it's wet or icy or whatever. And then getting into the house at the stoop, right? You don't want to step there if at all possible. You know, flatten out that porch so you have a smooth transition. Make yourself, if you don't want to have people hate the ramp idea, right? But nowadays they're doing these landscape ramps that are cool. You know, concrete or brick pavers or whatever, and they have gentle slopes to them, and they lead right from the driveway up to your house, and you can put a decorative bar down it if you want to. You don't have to do that at first. You can wait until you're 75 or 80 to do that if you want to, but you can make that, and if you use the pavers, it reduces the chance of anybody slipping and falling. And then you flatten out that door stoop, so the transition in the house is super easy. And then I think you need to focus on what needs to be done at your house depending on your stage of life. Obviously, if you have grandkids that are at home, or even, you know, maybe you still have some of your adult kids living with you or whatever, making a house easier to live in, you can do the same thing for everybody, right? You don't want rugs on the floor, because everybody, and people say you can tape rugs down, but don't do that. That's a silly thing to do. Remove the rugs. Even if you have a full rug in your living room, get rid of it and put down some laminate flooring.
Right. I'm all about that.
That's the best thing to do.
I agree.
Even into your, like I was talking about your bathroom before, but you can like put those little handheld shower heads in the shower. Not only is it going to make it easier for you, not just in case you have to sit down, but because holy cow, that's awesome. Being able to shower your back. I love those things, but it's also great when the grandkids come over because it makes it easy to wash them. And you don't have to be concerned with moving the shower head around. You know, I mean, it's just so much easier.
I don't have to get my hair wet. It's all good.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, other things you can do is focus on where life happens in your home, right? Like the kitchen. That's like the hub of the house. Everybody gathers there. Everybody talks. There's cooking. There's socialization. You have friends over, family, whatever. What would make it easier to use the kitchen, right? Well, by and large, when you're talking about, you know, what we are physically able to do as we grow a little older, having your dishwasher up a little higher makes it easier, right? Having your microwave down a little lower makes it easy. You put it on the counter. You can get wall-mounted ones, whatever.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is my favorite thing is having an island of a couple different heights. So yes, my little ones can sit, and then the grown-ups can sit, or vice versa.
And speaking of sitting, I'm 53, and I don't like standing in the kitchen for an hour cutting onions and stuff up.
Right. I hear you.
Having an area that you can sit at to do prep for your cooking, that's great for everybody. And also, you also want to think about how you use the kitchen in terms of where everything's located, like appliances. You don't want to be lifting stuff all the time. Shelving way up high, right? I mean, you don't have to. You can go buy the pull-down shelves, right, that make it super easy. Or you could just change the way you put stuff up in your kitchen so the stuff that you need is easy to reach, right?
Yep.
And then things like, if you want it for everybody, things like, you know, touch faucets so you don't have to turn a handle or flip a lever or anything. You just tap it and it comes on. There's all kinds of stuff. Not up to and including your appliances. Nowadays, they make appliances with big letters and displays. I mean, I'm wearing readers.
Exactly.
I have to go, you know, lean over to see the dials and stuff on my stovetop.
The contrast.
It makes it so much easier.
Right. Exactly. The contrast they're doing now is really great. Well, I tell you, you know, it's so funny just listening to you. I think I could talk to you all day. And I can tell you to all the listeners out there, you guys feel free to come visit either Mark or me at our house, because I can guarantee you those are things that I try really hard to make to accommodate in my house, and they weren't, it wasn't a big, it's not really that hard to do. And a lot of it is preparing.
It is. Most, you know, the funny thing is when I first started ageinplace.com, the people that I was serving with that website were in their 40s who were taking care of their parents.
Parents, exactly.
Now I'm still serving the same people, except now the parents are those people.
Yep.
And then I'm also serving their kids. Right. So if you just get people to talk about it, then if you'll not be afraid to say, to admit to yourself, you know, I'm changing. This is the way life is. I want to keep doing things my way. So in order to have my way, I've got to make some other changes. And you're literally, and I know, and I'm not trying to be negative or anything, but the reality is we all get to a point where our bones are not as strong and our muscles aren't as strong and we get dizzy sometimes and so forth and so on. And the reality is if you refuse to talk about it and plan ahead, you will end up being a statistic most likely where you fall. And once you fall, you're going to fall again. It doubles the chance of falls. And if you fall a second time, you've got a really good chance of never coming home again.
Well, I tell you what, you're an amazing speaker. You're also pretty inspiring. In the last minute that we have, we would love to have you tell us how we can get a hold of you. How do we find you? How do we follow you?
Okay. If you want to learn more about aging in place, you can visit my website at ageinplace.com. I've got lots of free content there, lots of articles, and I specifically focus on the home, things that you can do. Mm-hmm. If you're a business owner or are part of an organization and wants to learn more about how to better serve older adults and create either programs or products or services that where you can not only make good money but really have an impact in their lives, you can go to markhager.com or you can email me at mark@markhager.com.
I really appreciate it. We want to thank all of you for joining us this week here on Aging in Place for any stage in life. Have a great week. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and thank you for listening to Aging in Place for any stage in life. We would like to ask you all to give us a review. Of course, preferably 5 stars. Thank you again, and we hope you enjoyed Aging in Place for any stage in life.
What day is that? Most busy families keep a calendar sorting who is on first or whose turn to go to the dentist. I suggest, even if you are not a busy family, keep a calendar. I actually have a wall calendar hanging on my refrigerator, a journal book calendar sitting on my bar top, and a third one on my desk. I am the type of person that I need to read and see a calendar every day to know where I'm supposed to be or where I'm going. I use the calendar app on my phone, by the way, but not as much because I like to turn my head and see the date. Living in a multi-generation household, appointments can triple and be confusing. Give each member a different color so you can easily see who needs to be where and when. You can use a family calendar to post your meal planning, oil changes, or even write down when someone visits. Calendars will always be important in my life. Make them important in yours. Who knew?
Well, Mark Hager is an amazing interview. And talk about takeaways. I think the biggest thing I learned today was don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to bring up the subject of aging in place. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Thank you all for joining us here on Aging in Place. Have a great week.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lines and produced by Henrik DeGior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.